Washington Revels presents its 36th annual Christmas Revels, Saturday, December 8th through Sunday, the 16th. And my guest to talk about the event is their executive director, Greg Lewis. So I have heard recordings of broadcasts of Christmas Revels, and the singing, the musicianship, the music is top-notch, wonderful, but there is so much more going on, like dancing and theater.
It really is a mix that's fairly unique. You have Broadway musicals and musicals of all kinds. This is a little bit different because it mixes professional and non-professional. It also has a variety of iconic things that appear in all Revels, regardless of the theme. And we change themes, cultures, if you will, every year. You know, this year it's Elizabethan. Last year it was Quebecois. The year before it was Nordic, et cetera, and so forth. And all through this, there are these common elements. We call them the iconic Revels elements. And they're things that the audiences who come back, you know, 10,000 people come every year, and they come back, and these are like old friends.
So how would you describe it in a nutshell for someone who's never been?
I would describe it as a celebration in music, dance, and drama of the winter solstice in different cultures and different time periods. And it's how people come together and celebrate, in this particular case, in winter. It's this sense of a people coming together, community coming together.
It's very all-inclusive.
It very much so. All-inclusive of cultures, all-inclusive of generations, all-inclusive in the sense of breaking down the barriers between professional and non-professional, all-inclusive in the sense of including the audience. It's creating community out of this desire to come together and celebrate these important things.
So you were mentioning last year it was a French-Canadian Quebecois theme. And this is the Elizabethan theme. So what are the elements for this event?
Well, this one, it centers around coming together of Queen Elizabeth I and Will Kemp. Now, Kemp was part of Shakespeare's company, the Lord Chamberlain's company. He's a real personage. He is let go by the company, and he decides as a stunt. He dances the Morris dance, which is a very energetic style of folk dancing. And he dances that for 9 days from London to Norwich. The Queen is coming to Norwich as part of her what's called a Queen's Progress, which usually happened in the summertime. She would go out and meet the people. So they come together, and Kemp prepares a big celebration, a play for her. And somehow it goes awry. And meanwhile, you're getting this wonderful music, which is both high Renaissance and sort of low Renaissance. Boisterous pub tunes, and that mixes with madrigals. And so you have also a brass quintet, Pifaro.
We play them often.
There you are. You know, shawms, sackbuts, and all sorts of...
Absolutely.
In this one, we have something called a theorbo, which is a very, very long sort of a bass lute, which is very rarely played. So you have all these wonderful elements of both high art and low art and fun and comedy and the more serious aspects of things that sort of meld together and create this wonderful show over 2.5 hours.
This is educational as well as entertaining.
It is intended that way.
It sort of sneaks in. The education
in. We don't clobber people over the head with it, but you learn certain aspects. It's an important element for Revels. We view that as part of the mission.
So how long does it take to put something like that on? I mean, how what's the planning involved?
The planning starts anywhere from 2 to 3 years in advance, right up until about a year in advance in terms of what the actual show will be. And sometimes we have a long-range plan, and sometimes we stick to it, and more often we don't. Once the theme is known, then the designers get to work with the artistic director and the set, the lights, the costumes, and that all begins 10 months in advance of the show. And that continues apace. There are auditions then for the chorus, if you will. There's an adult chorus, a teen chorus, and a children's chorus.
So at the very end of it all, what's the takeaway for you?
Personally?
Yeah.
Now that's hard. I've been doing this since the very beginning in 1983. The biggest takeaway is joy. That joy of communal celebration and coming together as a community over these important community events. I think that's ultimately what we hope people will leave with as well. Education is good, learning is good, but in the end, that uplifting, that sense of having celebrated together.
And how can people find out more information
Our website's probably the best, and that's revelsdc.org, R-E-V-E-L-S-D-C.org. It'll give a lot of information.
And there are also video clips.
We have at least a dozen shows from our 35 years, and maybe 6 to 10 minute excerpts, and people will see all sorts of different things. They'll get a good sense of the fun and the levity and the quality of the singing and all the things that come together to make a Revels.
Washington Revels is presenting its 36th annual Christmas Revels this Saturday, December 8th through Sunday the 16th at GW Listener Auditorium in Washington, D.C. And my guest has been their executive director, Greg Lewis. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having me.